As the world braced for the possibility of a sharp escalation in the Iran war Tuesday afternoon, a handful of nations across the Middle East worked assiduously to broker a peaceful solution. Our correspondent Taylor Luck describes those efforts, made more difficult by the Islamic regime's move to shut down all diplomatic and informal channels of communication with the United States. In Washington, Monitor Bureau Chief Linda Feldman explains how President Donald Trump's use of dramatic threats to gain negotiating leverage could be weakening their effectiveness. The coarseness of rhetoric raised concerns even among some notable Republicans. It's Wednesday, April 8th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Chris Sherman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Iran allows French detainees to leave the country. Cécile Collet and Jacques Paris, imprisoned on charges of spying during a 2022 visit to Iran, are flying home. The Center for Human Rights in Iran reports that the regime has a history of arresting foreigners to use as bargaining chips. Iran is currently holding at least six American nationals. Iran's news agency reported that the French couple were freed in exchange for an Iranian student arrested in France for anti-Israel social media posts. Russia continues to use foreign soldiers in the Ukraine war. On Monday, Cameroon announced that 16 of its nationals have been killed in the conflict. Ukrainian officials estimate that Russia employs 24,000 foreign soldiers from 44 countries, including more than 1,700 fighters from African countries such as Ghana, Kenya, and Nigeria. According to the U.S.-based Foreign Policy Research Institute, some are recruited with promises of civilian jobs in Russia, only to be forced to choose between conscription or deportation. Also, a highly decorated Australian soldier was arrested for war crimes. Ben Robert Smith has been charged with 5 counts of murder of unarmed Afghan civilians during a 2009 to 2012 tour of duty. Mr. Robert Smith, Australia's most famous soldier, has received multiple medals for gallantry. Australian Federal Police and the Office of the Special Investigator examined alleged war crimes first reported by newspapers in 2018. To date, one other Australian veteran has been charged with committing a war crime, murder, in Afghanistan. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump's energy strategy faces limits as the Iran war spikes U.S. gas prices, squeezing consumers and threatening Republican prospects in the midterms. He must now choose between escalating the war and backing down, risking both image and oil prices. Laurent Belzy reports for The Monitor. Conservative groups allied with President Trump are calling for the White House to broaden its immigration enforcement strategy with worksite raids to deport anyone in the country illegally. Some critics say the government has already been doing that, but hardliners want more to achieve the president's promised mass deportations. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. Before the Iran war, regional powers were rushing for a diplomatic solution to rising tensions between the United States and Iran. Now, facing President Donald Trump's threats of a civilization's obliteration, those efforts are at a global peak. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump has long regarded his reputation for unpredictability as an asset in negotiations. His latest threat to destroy Iran's civilization marks a new level of brinkmanship, as the deadline looms for a deal with the Iranian regime to open the Strait of Hormuz. Linda Feldman reports for The Monitor. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to bomb civilian infrastructure in Iran, generating charges that if he followed through, he would be committing war crimes. Who defines a war crime and who enforces it? Matthew Bell reports from Boston for The Monitor. In the book Tiny Gardens Everywhere, environmental history professor and award-winning author Kate Brown probes gardens as small patches of resilience, resistance, and regeneration. We can go a long way toward feeding ourselves with these tiny urban spaces, she tells our writer. Kendra Nordine Beato reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on how the Iran war prods shared action on energy. The world has learned enough from past energy crises to know that a shortage of a finite resource like oil requires help from a more boundless resource, trust and cooperation. That's especially true now, 6 weeks into the Iran war and the near closure of the Strait of Hormuz to the petroleum exports of Gulf countries. From neighborhoods to the United Nations, shared action on ensuring energy supplies has accelerated. One big reason? The current crisis is the largest ever disruption in the global oil market, according to the Paris-based International Energy Agency. It's even more serious than the energy crises of 1973, 1979, and 2022 combined, the IEA estimates. In March, many countries coordinated to achieve the largest release of emergency oil reserves in history. On April 5th, OPEC and its allies agreed to increase production in May. In addition, the IEA has joined with the International Monetary Fund and World Bank to coordinate assistance to countries in need. And Saudi Arabia has been praised for quickly diverting much of its exported oil from the Strait to a cross-country pipeline reaching the Red Sea. Such initial measures are just the start of what the IEA predicts will be a profound transformation in the geopolitics and architecture of the world energy system. Yet smaller steps in which people simply assist each other, such as carpooling or consolidating errands, have also ticked up. In the Philippines, public workers now turn off their computers during lunch breaks. Egypt has sped up its renewable projects for communities. The European Union has asked businesses to promote telecommuting. Nations that have become more dependent on each other for energy might decide after the Iran war to seek total self-reliance. Yet what the war shows is that caring about vital resources requires countries and people to be more cooperative, not less. Voluntary collaboration, more than markets or top-down government policy, has led humanity to be better stewards and users of natural resources. With so much distrust on display in the Iran war, the world can't help but reach for a higher level of trust to cooperate on its energy future. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how prayer can lift situations near and far from turmoil to peace. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.